Daily Spiration, Monday the 7th of October. Keeping the focus on ourselves. One of the most important principles that I use in my coaching work is the idea that our lives run more smoothly when we keep the focus on ourselves. All too often, I speak to clients who want to talk about what other people are doing, particularly their significant other, and how they feel that impacts on them. I do listen, and then I try to gently bring the focus back onto themselves by asking, "What can you do in this situation?" or "What do you need?" It's surprising how these simple questions can help people remember that the only person they actually have any control over is themselves. No matter how much we want another person to do or be something we want, that remains their choice, not ours. Sometimes focusing on the other person is a way of avoiding looking at ourselves. We tell ourselves that we cannot do something unless the other person does something else first. This is nearly always untrue. I remember a time early on in our relationship when I wanted my now husband to accompany me on a long trip I didn't want to make alone. But though I did my best to sell it to him, he said he didn't want to go. After I'd asked him a couple of times, I decided to let it go and go on my own. I hadn't driven very far when I got a phone call from him, asking me to wait where I was, as he had changed his mind and was now coming with me. I know it doesn't always work out in this way, but the fact is, keeping the focus on ourselves and letting go of our expectations is always the best way. So if there's something today you find yourself wishing another person would do, try to gently bring the attention, the focus, back onto yourself and see if that makes a difference. This is Marla Bishop and you're listening to Daily Spiration. I'm really glad to have you here.